I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dude, I listened to her on the podcast, which I would never listen to. Like, I'm not listening to the Kelce Brothers podcast. But for some reason, driving back from Saratoga, I had a, you know, long ride. I was like, let me check this out. It was like all the buzz. Let me see what this is about. And I thought he came across poorly, and she came across great. Mm-hmm. And I, like, she got a fan in me after that interview. And then so much so that I was like, man, I can't wait for this album to come out. And then I forgot that the album was getting released. And then, of course, everybody's talking about it. So I've been listening to it the last couple of days. I love it. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I think I'm a Swiftie.
Well, wait till okay, Jerry Seinfeld. Wait for the next one when she has a diss track for Kelce when she dumps him.
That'll be the real, yeah.
That's her MO. That's what she does.
As I was saying, I'd like to see in 10 years when they do the podcast together how that's going. Married with kids. Get back to me.
Separate
there.
Rooms.
You two lovebirds. Yeah, exactly right.
And crowbar like a bar separate.
That'll
them.
Be the reality. By the way, tomorrow, was today's the 7th?
Today's
the 7th.
Yes.
Tomorrow, 10-year anniversary of my first date with my wife.
Okay.
10 years.
Wow. 10 years on the 7th, and we got married. Oh, pardon me, on the 8th. And we got married on 10-10.
You got married October 10th? So your anniversary coming how many years?
That is going to be 10-10, so 15. I know, dude.
That's a lot of time.
It feels like 1 second, buddy. It's going by so smoothly, so easy. I'd definitely do it again, but, you know, of course I'd do it again. But hey, listen, man, marriage is tough. You got to work at it. Any guy that says marriage is easy or whatever, I don't think they're telling the truth. I think you both have to work at it. That's the honest truth.
Yeah, I just like the feeling that I had 10 years ago. Tomorrow.
Don't say it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it was a lot different than.
Well, it was new, man. You don't think that she feels the same way?
No, I know she feels the same way. 100%. It's not that, like, I've lost feelings for her.
No,
it's just, like, it's just a different feeling. The whole world is in front of you. First date, you're excited. You've been talking. Here we go. And then you start dating. It gets exciting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then the engagement eventually.
Yes.
And then the marriage.
And the envelopes at the wedding. That's the best part.
Yeah. Well, right.
Get some scratch.
And then from there.
No, don't say that.
Then it starts chipping away.
No,
the dog.
He just motioned for those who aren't watching on YouTube.
It goes downhill.
Like he was going down a ski slope.
The dog, the kid, the bills,
the mortgage, the
stress.
Well, I mean, those are real things, and those are things that, you know, that are just never going to go away. But, you know, listen, come on, man. Like, I remember she would fly in from Texas, right? And I would pick her up generally at LaGuardia. So I'm coming in from the Upper West Side, and, like, man, Even traffic didn't bother me. I'm like, I can't wait to scoop her up, right, man. And I, you know, and I meant it.
And now when she says, take me to the airport.
What's the Uber's number? Nah, stop, dude. Don't pull me into this nonsense. No. But it, the reality of, you know, like working hard, getting up, two kids, constant practices. What time are we eating? Are we going to cook? Are we going to order in? This one's sick. This one's doing this in school. Yeah. Like, life is a lot. So I think that you just, not to get preachy, but just take the good and, you know, try not to overreact to the bad, that makes any sense.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Did you watch that show?
No, I know.
Did you watch it? You're too young for that. Facts of Life?
A little bit, yeah. I've watched a little bit of it, but not like to know enough about it. But I've seen it.
My sister, I used to watch it all the time. It's actually pretty good. Mrs. Garrett, Blair, Joe Polnicek.
888-808-101. Listen to the Taylor Swift album. That'll put a smile on your face. It did for me.
You think so?
Yeah, it's uplifting.
Some of her songs were awesome. Honestly, some of her songs were really good.
There's a song called Wood on...
Wood?
Yeah, Wood on her album. I think you'd like
Wood?
It. No, I don't know. That's just a good song. Oh.
Well, I mean, what? It's the name of the song, Morning Wood.
Hoff, check that song out as well. I think you two guys would be into that. Nick is calling from South... It's true. Nick is calling from South Carolina.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Nick.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I wanted to make 2 points. One about Judge hitting 400. I'll take singles and doubles any day of the week, as long as you got runners in scoring position. He's not come. If when he came up with bases loaded, had he hit a single or a double, it would have been no different than him hitting a two-run home run. He would have accomplished what he was set out to do.
True.
That's the problem. Nobody's saying, Nick, we wouldn't have taken a single there. I'm just saying the singles in the other spots without the bases loaded, that's been the issue.
Well, you need people to come up and do their part, too. You know, and that's part of the problem. They're hitting a shutdown again. They're not working the count. They're just swinging at outside of the zone.
You're right.
It's like they forgot how to play baseball all of a sudden.
Nick, you're so right. Their approach is awful.
You know, and then I want to make one comment on Boone. And it's not derogatory. It's just how it is. Back in 96, you guys were old enough to remember, when the Yanks went down 2-0 to Atlanta, the Atlanta Examiner put out an article by a bunch of sports writers out there that lambasted the Yankees, called them every name in the book, and the one quote that stuck out was, "The Yankees don't deserve to be on the same field as the Braves." That article was Xeroxed and plastered all over the clubhouse when they came back to Yankee Stadium. And it got the players angry. It got the guys pissed off. It made them aggressive. It made them really aggressive. And when they came out, they proved it. They won 4 straight. Now, I'm not saying that was the cure-all for that. Yep. There was a lot of good players. But they did the same thing. You got a bunch of Toronto sports writers and commentators that have just bashed the Yankees. Take those transcripts. Blow them up. Put them in the clubhouse. Remind the team what they're saying about them.
I guarantee you, Nick, thank you for the call. Good stuff.
Yeah,
I guarantee you that they've done that. I mean, Boone addressed it. You saw it before they played one game. He said, I think Buck is wrong about it.
Yep.
And he said it in a nice way. I guarantee you, off the air, behind the scenes, the Yankees know. That's what we're talking about. Judge knows. What, you don't think that the Yankees as a team know that the Blue Jays have been chirping, whether it's the manager, the broadcasters, whoever, chirping about how what they view the Yankees as? They know it. And then they go out there and got their brains beat in for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I think that... I'm sure, I can't prove this, but I'm sure there were other times where quotes were copied and left in lockers and that team got smoked.
Yeah, right.
You know, we remember, and I didn't even know that, actually, that they did that. I mean, I remember what happened. I remember every pitch. It was wild. It was amazing. It was the first Yankees World Series I ever watched. So it was incredible. But it doesn't always work. Like, we can romanticize and say, yeah, they put this on O'Neill and Birdie and Tino and Cecil's stool, and yeah, it worked out. The Yankees won 4 in a row. Fantastic. And I was there for the Game 6. It was great. One of the great sports moments, the number one sports moment of my life. But doesn't mean that this group would respond. It doesn't mean that others have responded. That's just one example.
Yeah, also back then, like, you could say that it's similar now, where you down 0-2 and nobody's giving you a chance. Remember, the Yankees got plastered in the first 2 games at home.
Oh, Pettit got smoked in Game 1.
And we're taking on a Braves team who won the World Series the year before, and even prior to that, we're in the World Series every year.
Yep.
And I know 93 didn't make it, but still, NLCS. Like, that was a Braves dynasty that destroyed the Yankees in the first two games going home for the next three games.
Yep.
So nobody really thought that it was going to be a competitive series, let alone the Yankees are going to win four in a row.
And that's where what I remember from that is where, you know, George went into Joe Torre's office.
Right.
I think it was after the first game and say, you know, about the way at least lore presents it. Hey, Joe, after they got shellacked, I think it was 12-1 the final. Andrew Jones had two home runs. And George is like, Joe, you better, let's go. You better wake up. And along the lines of, hey, listen here, I hear you, boss. We'll probably lose tonight as well. And then we'll win three straight in Atlanta. We're going to come back, wrap it up in game six here in the Bronx. And that's what happened. That's the way the story's presented.
Well, Torre told us that.
No, I know.
Himself.
But I know.
Yeah. You know, his golf outing. I remember him saying that flat out.
I'm not questioning it, but. Is there a little embellishment there? I don't know. Yeah. But no, Joe definitely told many of you, for sure.
I'm not saying that there might not be a little embellishment. I'm just saying that we heard it from Joe Torre himself. Jason is calling from...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stony Brook, what's up, Jason?
Guys, fellas, I think both of you are on point with the Yankees, but I want to piggyback this. Sal, you said Jazz did nothing. I mean, did he do something in game two when we beat the Red Sox?
Yeah, offensively.
He's done nothing in the series.
I'm talking about offensively.
Everything's about Judge. All right, well, didn't he score one of the big runs in the game against Boston that got us going, that fired us up?
Yeah, congratulations.
That's not in the analytics.
Congratulations, he walked.
But this is the problem.
Jason, hold on a sec, though. We're talking about offense. Two different things here. Talk about offense. Jazz Chisholm has not done enough offensively.
The only guy that gets picked on offensively, mostly because he's not clutch, is the best player on the team, which is Judge. There's a bigger problem with the Yankees that they don't prepare right. Before you knew it, because Cam Schlittler pitched the game of his life, that's why we beat Boston. Then we go to Toronto and we get absolutely ramshacked because we are not prepared. We act like we won the World Series because we beat Boston. We go there because, you know, Aaron Boone's listening to Brian Cashman, and those two collectively don't have this group prepared to take on the Blue Jays. And like that last caller said, Vladimir Guerrero's got it in for the Yankees. He's sticking it to the Yankees, and the Yankees do nothing about it because they can't pitch. They don't run the bases well. They swing and flail like they do every year at good pitching. That's why they don't beat the good teams, because they're not prepared well enough. I'm done with the manager. I'm done with the general manager, because last offseason we didn't get Soto, and we reached for everybody else. How's Devin Williams doing in the back for the Yankees?
You think the Yankees win tonight?
They don't
we know the moves they made. That's fine. I got you. Not happy. Understood. You think the Yankees
Williams
win tonight?
Yes
or no?
Well,
do they win? Yes or no?
For the Yankees?
Yankees gonna win tonight or no?
What?
Do they win? Do they win tonight?
Sal. Okay, BT. If Rodon pitches eight shutout innings like Schlittler, we're gonna win.
That's not
if he doesn't, no way, we're gonna lose.
All right.
So we're going to lose tonight. Yeah, I'll be shocked if we win tonight.
All right.
Shocked.
Respect.
No, we're going to lose tonight.
That's fair.
I didn't mean to step all over you. Sorry about that, Jay.
He's entitled to his opinion. That's fair. I think differently. But I can understand the frustration. I just don't think he's got his finger on the pulse necessarily. I mean, you're ripping Devin Williams. Devin Williams has been one of the more trusted arms in the bullpen as of late.
He's been very good lately. I do trust him. I trust him more than certainly more than most. I mean, Bednar is good. Williams is good. I trust Cruz more than you, not fully, but I trust him. Mm-hmm. And then that's pretty much where it expires. So the thing that I think the last caller was unfair about, but by using the word unprepared, he's telling us the Yankees are not prepared. Do you know how offensive that is? Not to me, because I'm not the one putting in the work. I mean, I'm not the one doing the stuff behind the scenes. Do you know how offensive that is to a professional athlete? Do you know how offensive that is to... Now, we can quibble about the usage and the application and, in the eyes of some, the over-reliance of the analytics and the numbers. Can anybody really tell us with a straight face that the Yankees don't do everything for their players to give them every competitive advantage? That's part of preparing. Now, I know they couldn't bring that pitch machine that they use at home to replicate, you know, the Savage's windup because he got a very high release point. All right, fine. I don't know that you should need that to have better at-bats against a kid who was an A-ball earlier in the year. But the Yankees aren't prepared. It's one of the they might not be good enough. They're prepared.
Yeah, I mean, does Max Fried need to prepare any more than what he did? His problem wasn't preparation. The problem was results. He got his brains beat in. That can't happen. That's why they lost. You think Aaron Judge isn't preparing? Of course they're preparing. They're not doing the job. That's it. It has nothing to do with preparation.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.